And there he is, Gordon Keith. How are you feeling today, sir?
You bet. I'm feeling 100%.
Are you going to get something shoved up your nose to see if you have the co?
Yeah, I really need to do that. So I will head to a drugstore of my choosing and obtain one of those tests. They sell those tests, right?
I don't know.
Or is the government still giving them out?
I don't know if they're still giving them out, but I'm pretty sure you can get one. Why don't you just go to your primary physician and go get a test yourself? You're Gordon Keith. You're a radio superstar.
Yeah, it takes a while to get in there, and then you have to wait in a waiting room with other people who possibly have COVID, and it's just, it's easier just to do it at home.
Is it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you feel that you do it properly at home?
Absolutely. See, I am a, believe it or not, which seems counter to what I would be as far as my disorganized personality, I am a direction follower. Like, if I buy a new item, I will read the instruction manual. I will read the assembly instructions. I know some people that are just, like, completely allergic to following the directions, and they won't even open up the assembly manual or directions on how to do something.
Oh, I have to.
Same here.
Yeah, I have nothing in my mind that I would think that I could possibly put anything together without having the big piece of instruction paper taped up on a wall so I can look up every 3 seconds to see if I'm doing it correctly. Like, I am terrible.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. Just always afraid with the testing of medical things at home that I don't do it as well as going to a doctor or something.
What other tests could you possibly do medically at home?
Well, you know how
checking your prostate?
No, but they started doing these colonoscopy things where you can poop in a bucket or something and send it in.
Yeah, they kind of smear it on this thing and send
They were telling me that that's only like 92 to 93% accurate, where the actual colonoscopy is like 99.8.
It's like, okay, well, that's not your fault.
Well, yeah, but
it's not like you're
not
using the bucket properly.
I guess that's true.
That has to do with,
but
they could miss
the
DNA.
Like, at home test stuff to me, I guess I just trust a doctor to be like, oh yeah, here's the problem. And
is there a little stick or something that you kind of break off a piece of the poo and put it on a cardboard and send it back? How does that work?
It was that thing Dak was pitching, the colon bucket or whatever. Do you remember that from a year ago? Dak is colon guard or something, I think.
Okay,
is what it's
that
called.
Sounds familiar.
The colon bucket. Yeah, because that's not what it's called.
If you have to, urinate on a stick or something for a pregnancy test or something, that seems simple. But mailing your poo seems illegal.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, Matt mailed in the entire leaving, which they didn't need that much.
just kind of dumped in the thing and
didn't need it all.
Sealed it.
He just did it in a Ziploc, filled up a gallon Ziploc, sent it in.
The freezer bag.
Like, took him a week to fill up the gallon.
You know, have you seen that people, this is like some sort of a new, I guess, scientific field that they're trying to go down, where you can freeze, like, for instance, say you have really bad allergies or something like that. You could freeze the poop of somebody else that doesn't, blend it up, and if you put it in little pills and take it, then it helps to replace the microbiome in your gut that can help to replace some of those things that give you problems over the course of, you know, a few weeks.
Okay, it's not allergies.
Well, yeah,
you do that with. That's for people that have C. diff and all that.
Yeah, different things like that. But they're starting to discover that you can use it for other things.
Fecal transplant.
Yes.
Why did you say it like that? I didn't understand you. Say it again.
Fecal transplant. Yeah, Deucey's always trying to convince people to do that with him.
Gosh, it's just so much.
He's always wanting to transplant. So, yeah, that, which just seems so weird. Who came up with the idea that if someone doesn't have the proper bacteria in their colon, that they will inject someone else's evil,
their due
clay?
Isn't it amazing that you can find out so much about a person from their waist?
Hmm.
You know what? You have to do something.
You learn people?
No, but you do something at the doctor, you have to leave a urine sample. Or if you need to mail off your poo for something else, you do that. Or DNA, they'll swab something in your mouth or your nose. It's just your waste tells your story as a human.
So you're counting blood and all that as waste?
Maybe not waste, but yeah, no, you do send that off. That's another different thing.
Well, it goes through essentially your entire body.
I know, but that everything is just stored.
Like, they are experimenting right now. They're doing this with mice where they are taking the poop of an older mice and putting it into a younger mice, and it makes that younger
mice,
a younger mouse age. And then they're studying, like, in aging and longevity. They're taking the fecal matter of a young mouse and injecting it into an older mouse, and it's helping to reverse and slow down the
kind
aging
of Benjamin
process
button, that thing.
Of the old
mouse. Do you study all this? Emphasis on butt. On button. Yeah, Matt, you seem to know a lot about this stuff.
Yeah, I've read a lot in the last couple of years on aging and longevity, and there's just these different things that they're doing, that they're working with, that the field of aging and longevity is starting to... They're starting to learn a lot more about what causes that and different ways to try and slow it down and perhaps one day reverse it. So, yes, I have.
So you've been studying stem cells and telomeres and all that stuff?
Telomeres, yeah, yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Would you be first in
but
line
you don't
to
know
try
the singular of mice?
Would you be the first to try to some experimental thing? If a doctor said, hey, we'll try this to try to reverse aging, would you be first in line for that?
Yeah, I would try that. Something. Depends on what it is.
I feel like you're just messing with the sanctity of life if you try to do something like that.
We've always messed with the sanctity of life, haven't we?
I guess.
I mean, if you get cancer, don't you go in and mess with the sanctity of life and cut it out?
We're trying to remove the cancer. That's one thing. But if you're just trying to do something to say, hey, I just want to try this experiment to make me younger, I think that's a different ball game.
Why?
Because you're trying
you're
trying to fix what's wrong with you. That's
an entirely different thing. Wrong with you, and so you're trying to reverse it.
But I don't consider that being what's wrong. You just can't stop
aging?
The time. No, Father Time, that's just what
we
happened.
Do
that's
all
inevitable.
Sorts of things to stop time. We use moisturizer on our skin. We try to protect ourselves from the sun.
But
we try to do all these things to prevent aging.
I don't think that's stopping time. I think that's just trying to make sure you maximize
time,
your time.
A phrase.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, you're stopping time.
You're trying to take care of what you have.
That's what we're doing with this anti-aging stuff, too. We're trying to prolong our life the same way we're trying to prolong our lives in other ways.
Like, the idea being, at least on the early studies of this aging and longevity type idea with telomeres and stuff like that, is to slow it down so that you can live, say, you're 60 or 70, which used to be really old and fragile. Well, now we're pushing that back a little bit. And I think a lot of people in their minds think, oh, I don't, 100 years old, that would suck. You're so old. Right, because of that's what it is. But what if you could live at 100 and you felt like you were 60 or 65? Then perhaps you could extend that to 120, 125 before you felt like what 100 today does.
Yeah, I think they're saying that they feel like humans can live to about 150.
Right.
Man, it is wild to see. I saw a graphic yesterday, a meme on Twitter, that had the ages of some of the stars when they started their television shows and the age that they started. Like, Edith Bunker was like 43. And look how she looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mr. Roper, I think, was my age. I think that's what caught my eye, because Mr. Roper was 53 and he looked like he was 80. And I'm the same age as Mr. Roper when he first started on Three's Company. It is wild how that's transformed. And I think, is it just going to keep improving? As far as they'll look at us and say, as a 53-year-old, you see a picture of me, and they go, oh, my gosh, look how old he looked. When someone 53 looks 20.
If young people today look at you and think that you look as old as you thought Mr. Roper did, because you were young looking at him, who was 50, whatever he was.
53.
And, like, you think that you look younger than he does. But to today's young person, maybe you don't.
Yep. That's a great question. I don't know. I'll usually get, man, you don't look 53 at all. But when right. I say, okay, how old? They'll say something like 48 or 40. But that's close. It's not like you're saying I look like I'm 20.
That could be. I do think that we are aging for the most part. And again, there's, of course, the factors that we all know that can age you quicker than others do. But and I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Man, this might have been a year or two ago. There's a guy named Brian Johnson who's a multi-billionaire who spends $2 million a year trying to stay as young as possible. And he does all this experimental stuff and takes like 100 supplements a day and does all this stuff to try. I think he's 45, 46, and his biometric age is like in its 20s. But he spends millions on if you could do everything that every scientific study is based on to either slow down aging or reverse it best you could. And he's doing that. And it seemingly is working. Now, he's still aging, but again, when he's 80, he may be 55, essentially.
Yeah, he'll probably get killed in a motorcycle accident.
Right, and that happens to him. I mean,
all that money, yeah. It's a, man, it's wild. I try not to think about it because you realize that you're past halftime and you're in the third quarter and just don't know how much time is left on the clock and it's going to run out on everyone. But, you know, you try to take care of yourself, but I don't think I'll just do anything drastic or crazy as far
who's the oldest in your family? Like, did you have anyone live to be 90 or 100?
Yeah. My grandmother, my mom's mom, she passed away when she was 96, 97.
Dang.
Yeah.
See, so you've got it in your history.
I hope so.
But again, I mean, you could have five family members that live to 100, and if you smoke constantly and eat horribly, you're probably not making it to 100.
Or I can be the best I'll ever be, and then I'll walk by the van in the garage
right.
with the door open,
and
then
just pull you in there.
Right, and I'm dead. It just doesn't even matter.
And they inject you with the secret serum, and now you're immortal.
It is strange, though, how much genetics do play a factor, because even people who don't live healthy, like I've known people who've lived healthy and died of cancer, like 72, and then I've known people who didn't treat their body well, and they're still going in their 80s.
Yeah, it's
I guess that's just genetics.
I mean, my grandfather lived till like a month shy of his 89th birthday, and he would eat sugary like oatmeal cream pies and candy after my grandmother passed for like a few years. That was what he ate, and he lived another 10-11 years.
Did he remarry?
No, never did. Lived by himself.
You know, they always talk about the dying of the broken heart or whatever. And my grandparents were together for over 50 something years. My grandfather passed in 99, but my grandmother lived for another 17-18 years. And no, I think there was a guy that was maybe courting her in church, but she was not even having that. She was like, come on now.
Yeah. Interesting.
This shop is closed.
Would you have been disturbed if your grandmother had remarried?
Yes.
Why? Don't you want her to be happy?
No, not with another dude. She's already lived her happiness. You're not touching my grandmother, sir.
And if some dude you don't even know and he comes up, puts his arm around her.
No. I would have fought him.
Meet your new granddad.
Would have fought him. All right, put up the signal. Well, Gordon, I wish the best for you. I think you feel better. I think you're going to be okay.
Thank you. I hope I survive this round. I mean, I'm not even going to test. I'm just going to say that I had COVID and survived it so well. George, we find out soon. George is at the doctor.
Oh, that's right. I thought we were going to get live updates. I thought we were going to have a press conference.
Yeah.
We
do. Why didn't he call in?
I don't know. He's scared. Gordon. Thank you, Gordon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's 11:12. It's the world's most dangerous midday show. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. The news is at 11:30. But coming up next, let's talk Cowboys and admitting their shortcomings. The Cowboys. Let's discuss it next. Here, Ticket.